Hey, it's Murphy Houston. If you're a Monster Truck fan like I am, get ready. The Denver Monster Jam Stadium Championship comes to Empower Field at Mile High Stadium Saturday, April 27th. It's a big deal. They got the pit party and all the goodies from 2:30 to 5:30, and then the big event time is 7 p.m. Lots of drivers there, but the only female driver coming this time around is Lindsey Reed, who joins us right now on Cozy 101.1. Lindsey, welcome to the radio and welcome to coming to Denver.
Hey, I'm really excited to go to Denver. This is my first time going there, and I'm telling you, I have heard really good things. I hear that everybody is a huge Monster Jam fan there, so I can't wait to go meet everybody.
Oh, I don't know if I'm the biggest fan or my grandson is the biggest fan, but we'll both be there screaming our brains out. But I got to ask you, I'm looking at the lineup again for the Stadium Championship, which is a big deal. You're the only female driver. How's that feel?
I am the only female. And you know what? I've been holding it down all year long against all these boys, and they have been tough. This series is no slouch. Every single driver drives so hard. And I have learned so much this year. And you know what? Because I'm the only female, they really want to see me do good, too. So I've had a lot of pointers from them to help me become a better driver, because no matter how much you've been behind the wheel, you're constantly learning something new or coming up with new tricks or developing a new skill. So it's been a ton of fun this year. I've met a lot of little girls that are now fully inspired to be a Monster Jam driver. So it's really cool. Hopefully they get to pave the way after I'm done.
Well, you're just starting off. You ain't done for a while, I don't think. It's a good thing because you drive the Lucas Stabilizer. Tell us about your big monster truck. What kind is it? What do you do?
So I drive the Lucas Stabilizer monster truck, and it is a massive Peterbilt semi-truck. You cannot miss it. As soon as you walk into the doors of that stadium, you'll see it sitting down there, shining pretty. And it's really neat because it's got headlights on it, and I have a horn. So if everybody out in the audience does that trucker symbol to where you get them to blow their air horn, I'll do the same thing when I'm out there on the track. People get so excited to hear it. It really fires them up for when I go out there and do my run. So like I said, I can't wait to get out there so everybody can give me that trucker sign, and I can tear up the floor out there and just show all these little girls that I'm going to beat those boys.
Oh, that's good. I like the spirit. I do, because I have three daughters, so I know what that's all about. Get that female spirit going. Well, talk about your drive. You just mentioned it. What do you do when you drive? Give them some idea what to look for when all those fans are cheering for you.
So I think everybody has their own driving style, and definitely the things that I like to do the most is I really like to do sky wheelies. I really like to do backflips. And just get big air and have really good momentum out there when I'm doing my freestyle runs. So really what pumps me up is looking out in the crowd and seeing all the people that are excited about it. Because just because we're strapped into that 12,000-pound Monster Jam truck does not mean that we can't see all y'all out there in the audience being excited for it. So the louder you are and the more excited you are, the harder each and every one of us are going to drive when we get out there.
Oh, I love your spirit. It's going to be so exciting. And the Mile High Stadium, which is huge, will be jammed. But I got to ask you, for those that, as you mentioned, young girls listening, how did you get started driving these monster trucks?
So I was a huge fan growing up, and I would go to my hometown show in El Paso, Texas all the time. And one year, I remember it like it was yesterday, I walked out there and I saw Candace Jolly. She drove Monster Mutt Dalmatian, and she just owned it out there on the track. She did such a great job, and she was just so inspiring to me to see her out there by herself, because she was the only female when I watched. And so I just thought to myself, I really wanted to try to follow in her footsteps. So I did a tough truck challenge, and it was for Monster Jam. It was kind of like a intermission halftime performance, and I got second place the second year I did it. So some of the Monster Jam drivers came up to me, and they're like, hey, girl, you're pretty good at driving. And they asked me if I wanted to apply. So I applied to Monster Jam University. I went there. I graduated, and I became the driver of Scooby-Doo in 2016.
And that's a good truck. I remember Scooby-Doo. That was a fun one. But now what you're driving now with the horns got to be pretty exciting. Get those people all motivated up. It's Lindsey Reed, who's coming to our fine Mile High Stadium on April 27th. It's Monster Jam, the Stadium Championship Series. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. Easy to get. There's a pit party that's open from 2:30 to 5:30, and then the event starts at 7 p.m. Get those tickets early, because that place is going to fill up. And it becomes a real family event, doesn't it, Lindsey? The whole family shows up.
Oh, absolutely. You think that you're taking your kids there so they can be excited, but I see all those parents out in the crowd. They're just excited, and they're just as fired up as all those kids are. So it really is fun for the whole family. Whether you're one or you're 100 years old, there is something for you at Monster Jam.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you, Lindsey Reed, come on the 27th of April. So everybody show up and let's cheer for that Lucas Stabilizer. Lindsey, thanks for coming on today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. See y'all there.